understanding your spiritual gifts is definitely one of the foundational things that every single Christian needs to know, because we were all created on this earth with a purpose. And so the last thing you want to do is go the rest of your life not knowing how God created you, why he created you, and allowing yourself to operate in your spiritual gifts. And so we have created a spiritual gifts assessment, which will take you about 4 minutes. And when you take this quiz, you're going to find out how God has gifted you. You're going to understand why you think the way that you think, why you do the things the way that you do them, and how you are able to operate in those gifts with God. And so instead of you thinking that something is wrong with you, because it's not, you get to learn how God wired you, how he made you, and how you can operate in those giftings. So you want to take that assessment. It's absolutely free. Just go to kenyakelly.com/ministry, kenyakelly.com/ministry to take this quiz today. We are starting a brand new series called How You Can Hear God. And today specifically, we're talking about hearing God when you're going to church. But I know that a lot of people left church there during the year 2020 because of all the foolishness. But today we're going to talk about how you can hear God by going to church. Hey everyone, I'm Kenya Kelly of youmeandjesus.org, and this is the You, Me, and Jesus podcast. I am so excited that you are here listening to me share all about my experiences growing up with God, growing into the calling that God has on my life, and me sharing all of my supernatural experiences. One of the things I told God years ago was that, God, I want to experience you like you were in back in the Bible days. And so I have gone on this journey of allowing God to show me things that I never knew that I could see or experience. And I also told him that once I experienced these things, I would tell everyone, because I really want everyone to experience an intimacy with God that we always read about in the Bible that we can literally have here. And so as you journey with me on this podcast, you're going to be inspired, you're going to be challenged and stretched. But more than anything, I want to call you into a more intimate relationship with God. And so thank you so much for listening, and make sure you invite a friend. Welcome back to another episode of the You, Me, and Jesus podcast. I'm excited today because we are starting a brand new series called How to Hear God. We've got a 4-part series because we got 4 weeks in June. And so we're going to start this journey of like teaching you how to be able to hear God. I will say that I am actually working on my first digital course for You, Me, and Jesus, because you guys have been asking me for years to create something on how to hear the voice of God. And so I am going to be working on that this month. But also, I need you to know that I am a little bit under the weather, so my voice probably sounds a little bit off. And the entire time, you're going to hear me go, because I have congestion and all the things. I had quite the fever last night, but I've taken a turn today. And I didn't want to delay this, because otherwise it wouldn't get out today when you're hearing this. So you guys can just pray for me and my healing and all the things. But hopefully by the time you hear this, that I am feeling much better. But anyway, as we start this series of talking about how to hear God, the first way that I really wanted to talk to you, I wanted to share with you, is that, like, you know, there are obviously so many ways that you could be able to hear God, right? Like, if I told you some of the processes that I have been going through to be able to hear God, you would be like, what? Because, like, God speaks in so many different ways, and I have been, you know, I don't know everything. I don't know him like I know myself, you know, or whatever. And so I've been on this journey of just being like, okay, like, how do I hear you like this? And how do I hear you like that? And one of the ways that I have learned that you can hear God is by going to church. Okay. And so let's just have a conversation about going to church. So here's what I think about as it pertains to going to church. And, you know, I always, like, I love being able to just go on Google and just search a thing up real quick that we all can, like, search together. So you're going to hear me go on Google and do a quick search or whatever. But here's what I think about going to church. So when I think about going to church, I think, like, first of all, it is other believers, right? So I love everybody, right? I don't care if you love Jesus, don't love Jesus, if you're a Satanist, I don't care. I love everybody, and Jesus loves everybody. You know what I mean? And so I'm not one that I only can hang out with Christians. That's just not me. That's just not how I roll. You know what I mean? But I am someone who needs to be around people that are like me as well. You know, like I always teach, you know, my clients, you know, in business that like it's important for them to have their normal, their regular friends, their BFFs and all that, but that they also have to have entrepreneur friends that are on the journey that they're on, because when they're on that same journey, there's an appreciation, there's an understanding, there's all these different, these facets or whatever. And so when I think about going to church, it's like, here is this space where I can be fully myself or whatever. So like when I am an online entrepreneur, I can be the online entrepreneur me, right? When I am speaking on You, Me, and Jesus, I can speak 100% into what I believe with God and all that type of stuff. And then when I go to church, I can be fully Christian or whatever. I'm not saying that I can't be all of that where I am. I'm just saying that when you're in different spaces, you're just different, right? So if I'm in a space where nobody has an animal, there's just conversations that I'm just not having about my cats. You know what I mean? But if I go into a space and everybody has cats, oh my God, we're showing pictures, we're changing stories, we're getting tips. It's just a different thing that happens. So when I think about going to church, is it becomes this space for us to be able to be with other believers who believe God, who trust God, who are on this journey with God and all the things, you know? That's like every 6 weeks I go to what's called a business accelerator at my church, Jesus Culture. And it is all people that have a business or are in some form of business and love Jesus, right? And so when we're getting strategies for our business, it's all about talking to God and hearing God and collaborating and things of that nature in that particular way. You know what I mean? And so when I think about going to church and being able to hear God, it's because like, you know, we hear God according to however we hear him, right? But then there are some times where we have been praying about a thing or thinking about a thing or whatever. We don't even know that God is he's on our radar for something. And then we go into church, right? And one, you may just encounter somebody who has a relationship with God, who God has been talking to about you, right? In a good way or whatever. And then they see you and they go, oh my God, I've been meaning to talk to you. Like God, I had a dream about you and God told me da 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 da. And you may be like, what? Like, here's this thing you've been praying for and answering for. And sometimes God will give it to a person that has no idea why they hear what they hear or what they heard, what they heard. They have no idea. You know, like there was this girl at my church and I just kept feeling like God wanted me to pray for her. And I was just like, no, she's on staff. She doesn't need prayer, whatever, whatever. And then finally one day she came up to me and she hugged me and I immediately almost fell to the floor because I'm a feeler. So I feel God's presence and sometimes it just does different things to me. And so I was just like, for me, that was my confirmation of when she comes back, pray for her. And so then when she comes back, I go up to her and I said, hey, for the last couple of weeks, God told me to pray for you. What do you need prayer for? And she just said something, nothing big. And as I started praying, I started hearing other things and I just start praying for her, right? And, you know, it encouraged her, but it also encouraged me and my ability to hear God or what have you. You know, also there have been times when I am in need, you know, like I've gone through a lot of different painful things over the last 10 years, a lot of really painful things that have really, really messed with my faith a lot, right? Like a lot, like to the point to where something had happened recently and I went to pray for a person. And what I used to say is, oh, I've got faith for that. Right? Because I've always been the person of faith for this particular thing. And I didn't say it because I didn't have the faith for it the way that I used to. And I felt that and I was like, oh man, I remember when I had faith for that, but I didn't have it in that moment. And also there was a time when a couple months ago where I was dealing with bladder stones and kidney stones. Now my doctors could not figure out what was going on with me, right? They just couldn't figure it out. And I heard God tell me, you have a stone, you have a kidney stone, a bladder stone or a kidney stone, whatever. And I'm going through this process and I'm in excruciating pain for 2.5 months. I mean, it was really, 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 really bad. And I wasn't talking about it on social media. And I went to church one Sunday and I was so angry. I was so, I just didn't have anything to give. And somebody came up to me and was like, hey girl, how you doing? And I was like, actually, I'm not doing very well. And she goes, why? What's going on? And so I'm telling her about, you know, something totally unrelated because I had multiple things going on. And she said, oh, no, we're going to pray for that, you know. And so then she prays for me. And then she says after service that she was going to gather up a bunch of women to come pray for me. Well, somebody came up to me during service and started praying. And then after service, they had me there for like an hour just praying all this stuff, right? Unrelated to the thing that was causing me pain. Something totally different that was pretty big in my life health-wise. And a couple days after they prayed, I passed the kidney stone. I mean, it was painful, but I passed it. And before I ever could get into the final doctor's visit, I passed it. And it was like, here's what I got, you know, by going to church or whatever. And, you know, I knew that God was telling me that I had the stone, but it was like nothing was confirmed. But, you know, TMI, I caught one of them. So I was able to bring it to the doctor and say, here, you know. And so I heard God that way. Now, when I think about the average believer, is it's like we just need the fellowship. You know, we really need the fellowship of being with people. But also, like, when you're in this space where they are 100% focused on God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Like, you're not focused on work. You're not focused on the kids, your husband, your wife. You're just focused on God. You are able to hear God in a way that is like no other, right? You are able to hear God in a way that is like no other because you are 100% focused on Him. I have had moments in church where I have heard some things so powerfully that I had to stop what I was doing, grab my phone to write down what I just got, right? So that I didn't lose it. And it was the most amazing things. I've got the most amazing business and marketing strategies in church. You know, like I've got the most encouragement in church. You know, one Sunday I was praying and worshiping and all that. And this man walks up behind me and says, I just hear God say, get ready. And I was like, what? He's like, God just says, get ready. And he's like, I have no idea what it means. He goes, but it's really big and get ready. And I said, okay. And I have no idea what that means, but it was like, I had just asked God that morning because I needed, you know, and I just said, God, I need encouragement. I encourage everybody else. I need some encouragement. And he said, okay. I said, can you give me a word today at church? Send somebody that has no idea what is going on. And can somebody give me a word of encouragement? And he said, yes. And that guy came a couple hours later and just said, God said, get ready. I don't know what it means, but God said, get ready. And I said, okay. You know, but then also I had this time where I live right now. And I wanted to live closer into the city of San Diego. And I was just kind of praying about moving. And he said, yes, move. And I couldn't figure out what part of town to go to because I'm still new here. And I was just leaving church one Sunday and I was talking to this couple and we were talking about something, me moving or whatever. And then they just said this particular area. And then I just felt this nudge in my spirit. It just like, it just hit me. And I was just like, what is that? And God was just like, listen to that, write that down. And so that same Sunday, I was like, well, let me just see what apartments are around this area where our church is. And I looked up on this apartment complex, which just happened to be open on a Sunday, went to it. And I was just like, oh my God, this is an amazing apartment complex, even better than the one that I currently live in. And when I went to go get the lease, they were like, well, we have this, the smallest 2-bedroom and it's 1200 square feet, which is 200 more square feet than what I currently have. And she said, and it's actually on special. It is $1,400 a month less than what I currently pay. Much better in the city, much bigger and $1,400 a month less. I was like, what? You know what I mean? But it's like, this is God, like doing what it is that he does. You know what I mean? And we just get this awesome opportunity to like be in the house, be with people who love him, who want to love us. You know, I also know that there's been so many times where I feel like, I just need encouragement about who I am. I just need encouragement in like that I'm going in the right direction with me and that like all these different things or whatever. And I'll just come into the house and as I'll just encounter somebody or I'll just have this like warm encounter with the Holy Spirit. Like I remember one time I was in church, I think I was in church and I was doing something. I was praying or something and I went to pray and I just felt this nudge just say, wait, don't move. And I was just like, okay, don't move. And I didn't move. And I just felt the Holy Spirit just come so softly, so gently. And I just stood there And I was just like, wow, I don't know what's happening, but thank you for being here, you know? And it was like, cause I don't get hugs, right? Like I work for myself, I work from home. I don't get these loving full hug embraces from like a mom or dad, a kid, a friend, a husband, a boyfriend. I don't get those things, you know? And I remember, after I had gone through a divorce, it took me probably 5 or 6 years before anybody hugged me. And I remember the first time I got hugged after not being touched for like 6 years, and I about broke down, you know? And when you are in church, like you get these touches, like I got this Holy Spirit type of touch, you know? And I just get these comfort things. I get these knowings. I get these strategies. I get this wisdom. I get, you know, all these different things from being able to hear God in church, because the pastor and the people of the church, they're doing their best. They're human, but they're doing their best to create this environment that is so warm, is so welcoming to the Holy Spirit. You know, I remember this past Sunday, I'm on prayer team and it was my time up, and they were like, you know, I can't remember what the altar call was for, but it was like a bunch of people just kind of came up before the prayer team ever came up. Like everybody could just go up. Everybody was just, you know, there with God. And they were like, okay, prayer team, y'all can just go around praying for people. And I was like, okay. I just kind of went around praying for people, and I'm not thinking anything of it. I'm not feeling anything. I'm just touching people. And then I went up to this girl and I just kind of put my arm around her, and she put her arm around me. And then we both start feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then suddenly I start getting this picture of her stomach, and I'm just like, we don't really touch people unless, you know, they say touch me. And I was just like, I just felt like I was supposed to touch her stomach. And so I just touched her stomach. And when I touched her stomach, my God, she was falling over, and I uncontrollably was just blowing wind, just blowing wind, right? And for me, I was like, I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was happening to me, didn't know what was happening to her, but I just kept doing it. And then we got on down to the ground, and I just kept just being there. And for me, I was like, I have this thing where I say, God touches me first, and then he touches other people. So she's getting touched, but I'm getting touched first. I'm getting all of God, and she's getting touched too, right? And for me, it was like, God was just like loving on me and just healing me and restoring me while I was praying for this person, right? So if you are somebody and you want to be able to hear God, one of the ways to hear God is to be in fellowship with church, is to be at a church that welcomes God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to just speak to you, to talk to you, to encourage you, to love on you, and all the things. You can't be away from it. Now, if you are finding yourself and you are, you know, maybe connected to a church and you don't really enjoy the church anymore, then maybe it's time to have a conversation with God privately about where you should actually be, because you do need to be in a place of fellowship with believers. Because like, this is a very interesting world that we live in, and we do need to be connected to other believers, and you need to be able to be in a safe place to just hear God in addition to your house and whatever, right? Because I guarantee you that the life that I have right now in terms of the peace and the relationship with God, it would not be this way if I was not attending a church. Okay. So that's it for this first episode about how to hear God. If you are interested in taking our course, I would love to hear from you. If you wouldn't mind, just send me a message on Instagram at Kia Kelly and let me know that you would be interested in taking a course. I haven't done a survey yet, but I will. So if you're listening to this and you're like, yes, I want to be able to learn how to hear God, send me a message on Instagram at Kia Kelly. I would love to know, and I would love to create a course just for you.
Thanks for listening to the You, Me, and Jesus podcast. I'm so honored and thankful that you have chosen to listen to this with us. What we would love more than anything next is for you to write a review. When you write a review on iTunes or Spotify, it actually helps the podcast be found by more people. So if you can do us a huge favor and give us 5 stars and write a review, and feel free to tell us what you loved about the episode. Thank you for being here. We're praying for you. We love you, and we pray the best for you and your life.